Hello, Blind Cultic. My name is Riz, and I thought I'd do a podcast on PC maintenance. This is not, again, a comprehensive, thorough little session here, but it will give some basic information. I think if we get down the route of going too complicated, then perhaps it may be too loaded with information, and obviously different people use different operating systems, and I appreciate that. So for that reason, I've decided to keep it fairly simple and just to explain a few basic things. Now, I'm using Windows XP. I believe the most all the other Windows systems, I remember Windows ME in 2000, they had a very similar setup to this anyway, so all the features that are available here should be available there too. Now, the features that I'm going to discuss are under the Start menu, then under the Accessories, then under System Tools. Now, I'm going to just describe a few of the options that are available there, just so it keeps your PC running smoothly and just to make sure that everything's going well with your PC, because there are a couple of little features in there that not many people take advantage of, which do help to speed up your PC. And I'm going to discuss a couple of them. First of all, when you go to this sub-menu, now I'm using Windows XP, so there's two options. There's the Windows XP menu style, and there's a classic start menu, which is the one I use. And after you go to the start menu, program files, then accessories, then system tools, you get another sub-menu. Character map is the first option you come across. Now, character map allows you to copy and paste characters from other font styles and things like that. I've not used it too much, so it's one of these that I'm not too familiar with, but I just vaguely know what it does. Then we get to disk cleanup. Now, this is the first option I'm going to discuss. Now, a computer, as it runs during its day-to-day business and daily routines, it collects files, temporary files. Files it uses for a certain amount of time and then gets rid of. Or, well, not really gets rid of, but has no need of. The disk cleanup utility is perfect for this. What you do is press enter on that option of disk cleanup, and then it takes a few minutes to load up because it's searching all its various paths and folders to find how much. But how many files can be safely removed? Now, once it's done this, it will come up with a dialog box which displays a list of options. Now, these are check menu items, and you can opt to delete them or opt not to delete them. The choice is entirely yours, but it gives you a file size as well, a rough file size of how much disk space you can free up. It's usually not all that much, but on a basis of maintenance, I think it's a good thing to do every now and again. So what you do is, once you've checked all the file all the set categories in the list with your space bar, what you do is you hit the OK button, and what that will do then is that will start deleting the files. You get a prompt to ask you if you're sure, then you just click yes. And then it takes a few seconds to remove all your files. Now, what I've noticed is, maybe this is just my machine, I'm not sure, but what I've noticed is it doesn't give you any indication that it's done. But what I did go do is I went back into the disk cleanup utility and checked, and they were all on 0 kilobytes. So I know that works. Now, the second main option I am going to discuss with you is Disk Defragmenter. Now, a lot of people get confused with this and wonder what it means and wonder why you would use such a utility. And I thought I'd explain a little bit about that. As you are creating directories, creating files, deleting files, and performing general options, what a piece of software will do is search for the closest available cluster of space. And that what it will do is it will put that file right there where it can find some space on the hard disk itself. So what generally tends to happen is files are deleted and then there's gaps between files and it becomes very messy. And what that means is the files will be located by the machine, of course, because it knows where to put them, but there's usually lots of gaps of silence where files have been deleted or marked for deletion. Files are never actually deleted from a PC, they're just marked for deletion, and what happens is it tells the system that file is no longer needed, and when the opportunity arises that file can be overwritten. But these clusters become very separated, and what that means is that it takes longer for your machine to locate the files, longer to load them, longer to run programs, and longer to generally do the tasks it does on its own. Now, so when you go into the disk defragmenter option, there is a button called Analyze. There's also a list box of drives. Now, I think if you've got like a partition, it'd show up both of those partitioned drives. So, because I haven't got one, I'm not entirely sure if that will do that. But I would assume that it would do that. And what it does is it also has a very important button called Analyze. You hit the Analyze button and it will tell you whether it thinks you need to defragment your hard disk. If it says you do, then I suggest you go and do so. Now, this does take a little bit of time. It generally does take a bit of time, but once it's done, it's done. And I think it's one of these things that should be done every now and again. Not too regularly, but every now and again. Just to keep things together. And what that will do is it'll put all the files in the file allocation table, which is a fancy word for saying how it locates and puts the files. It'll put them all in a more orderly fashion. It's like having I suppose you could describe it as if you've got a file of pieces of paper, whether they be Braille or large print or whatever, and they're all over the place. You can't find them. So what you do is you use this defragmenter to put them all together in a more orderly fashion. And what that means is it will enable you to find them a lot easier. Now, obviously, in this case, it'll be the machine that finds them. And what it tends to do is it speeds up the machine. So it's a useful utility. Now, there is also other things there. System Restore, that restores everything back to its factory defaults. There's also System Information. Now, you can use that to have a look at what's on your machine. Have a look at which which pieces of software you've got, which hardware, what hardware you're running, and things like that. System Information is a good one to have a look at to get an overview of what's in your machine. It's good to have a look at that. I do that anyways. Well, I did when I first got it. Then you've also got something that file transfer. You've got this file transfer application. And what this does is it allows you to transfer settings from one computer to another. So let's say you want to transfer your old data from your old computer to a new one. You can use this option. This is quite new. I've never come across this before. I think this is new to Windows XP. Now, I am using Service Pack 2, and I apologize. I forgot to say that. But I am using Service Pack 2. Things might have been different in Service Pack 1, and it may not be there. So, that's quite a useful function. Again, it's one of these that you may not actually ever use. Or only use once or twice. Also, there's a scheduler. Now, what this does is this enables you to schedule tasks. Now, this is things like, say you want to regularly make sure your programs are up to date. This allows you to select your program and select it to be scheduled, updated on a regular basis. I don't use that myself because I use a laptop and I'm not always on the internet, so it's one of these, I suppose, more useful to those who are connected permanently, but I'm not because I use my laptop. So other bits of advice I could give to you: backups. I know this is an old cliche, and I know some people are probably going to moan when they hear me say, talk about this, but trust me, I've been there. And always make sure you keep backups, because you never know when a system's going to crash. You just never know. It can happen to anybody. And, you know, things like power surges aren't unheard of. Trojan horses, viruses, these things can get in there. Which also reminds me, virus checker, always important to have a virus checker, and always important to make sure it's updated. Now, usually what they do is they update themselves on a regular basis anyways. I'm not going to say which virus checkers to use because everyone's got their own preference. And, you know, different virus checkers do well, they all do a similar job. And I don't see much difference between one virus checker to another. So, you know, make sure you've got a virus checker. And once you've got that virus checker, it's good to occasionally scan your computer for viruses and just make sure things are clean, running nicely and smoothly. Now, there is other utilities out there, like there's registry cleanup systems which allow you to ensure your registry is running properly. Now, what a registry is it's like a database of all the programs that are on your computer, all the programs you've used, and what it does is it stores a key, and a key which, once the program's been removed, the key still remains in the registry, and sometimes programs will look for other elements and then they get confused. Registries, generally, there is a way of looking at your registry, but I would advise against editing it. I mean, if you go to the run dialog box under the start menu and type REGEDIT, all one word, regedit, you can have a look at your registry settings. But again, I'd strongly advise that you don't make any changes that way, unless you're an experienced user and know what you're doing. Otherwise, it can cause big problems for your computer. Backups, always important to keep backups of your most important work. Always essential. Email, there's also some options under email, some email applications which allow you to clean up email folders once you exit the program. So there are certain applications that have cleanup utilities within them as well, which are always, of course, useful to utilize and very worthwhile in my opinion. So is there anything else I can think of? Right, no, that's really it for system PC maintenance, and I do apologize, this won't be for everybody, but I just thought it might help some people, if I get criticized for it, or, you know, if you think, you know, I already know all this, why are you telling me, then I apologize, but I just thought some people may not know, and it might help some people, just to clean up the PC, make sure things are running well. And sometimes when you do things like this, you can see how much space you've saved, and it can be quite a useful operation. Excuse me. Other than that, I mean, the other things, a lot of what I have said is just plain common sense, or stuff that some people know, some people don't. And it, other than that, I mean, that's it, really. I just thought it might help some people. I hope it does. If it doesn't, I'll, you know, you can only but try, do but try. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to this. And I've enjoyed talking to you. Hopefully speak to you very soon on another podcast with some more stuff. I've got some really good ideas, but not going to implement them just yet because I haven't got hold of a recorder, which I'm still looking for. Oh, by the way, thanks to those who helped me out with the location of a source for buying recorders. And I found Amazon does it as well. So, that's good. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Riz. You can contact me, if you wish to, on the list. Probably the best place to contact me, or you can email me. But my email may have to be changed. I may have to be changing my email, so I won't give you my email address just in case. But I will say, if you want to contact me, you can contact me on the Blind Cool Tech list. Okay. And I'll speak to you all later. Bye-bye.